ATV.
4x4.
ATV.
My Wakamoto Sports.
Win a key.
For Brad and John.
ATV.
Get your good times on.
We're giving away a key again today. If you have been locked in, you got a good got locked in story or locked out story, you email that to us, bradandjohn@kism.com, before the end of this morning's show, and we'll get you in the running for the ATV that we're giving away on April 28th. Now, here's an example of what we're looking for. Hey, Brad and John, I was in high school and got locked out of the house because I stayed out partying with my friends. When I got home, I thought I could fit through the milk chute on a brick house. Now, this has got to be an old house. The house that has a milk chute.
Yeah.
That's got to be, you know, that's probably pre-1950s or at least pre-1960s.
Probably little creaks in the floor, have to tiptoe across there and
wood
stuff.
Wood floors and those old houses. Anyways, I thought I could fit through the milk chute on a brick house. I got halfway through the chute and got stuck. So my upper torso was in the staircase to the basement, and my butt was hanging out in the backyard. My stepmom came down and saw me and said, screw this, and called the fire department. Now, that is a good locked out story. Locked out and locked into the chute.
Locked half out.
Yeah. So if you were ever in a situation, an unfortunate situation where you got locked into something or locked out of something, Brad and John at KISM.com for a key today for the ATV from Mount Baker Motorsports.
Who was the guy? You remember we talked to a guy just not too long ago, the last time he was in Vegas. He went out to check on something in the hallway, and he got stuck out in the hallway in his underwear. He was in his, like, tidy-whities, and he's running around the hallway in Vegas.
Yes.
Got locked out of his room.
Yeah.
I forget what that was about.
And that probably does happen more than you think, where people are, you know, you reach out to grab something or you run down to get some ice or some soda, and then you realize, I don't have the key with me, and you're out there in your underwear. Alan's, it sounds like it's a locked out story involving an evil stepmom or something.
Evil stepmom?
How far?
Did he get locked out of a castle?
I don't know.
Did he not get to go to the big brawl?
How far back in your life are we going? How old were you at the time?
18.
Yeah, what was going on?
It was my senior year in high school out in Denver, and we went out and had one of those senior parties and
Rocky came Mountain home and
locked myself out of the house.
So you came home and the stepmom locked you out, or you were locked out?
I'm not sure. The door was locked and I didn't have my key.
Okay, so you're locked out.
Do you think
out.
It's possible she woke up, saw that you were gone, thought I'll teach him a lesson, and locked it behind you?
That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
So you do what?
Well, I hung out for a while, and then it's a brick house, and it's got one of those milk chute doors, you know, where the milkman can put it. It's got a door on the outside of the house and another door on the inside. Well, I had this bright idea that I could fit my scrawny ass in there, and so I started working my way through the damn thing. Next thing you know, I'm stuck. My ass is in the backyard, and my upper torso is in the staircase, the landing between the kitchen and the basement.
And you do what? You start yelling? What do you do?
I start kind of going, Linda, Linda.
That's the stepmom.
Yeah. And she comes down after about 15 minutes of me being stuck there. And I said, grab some dish soap and pull me through.
I'm going to grease your hips, girl.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. My hips are all, I'm cut up pretty good.
Yeah.
She's like, the hell with this. She called the fire department. Yeah. I said, tell them no sirens. You know, I'm kind of freaked out about this. Thinking they're going to have to cut a hole in the house. My dad's going to kill me.
And how did they get you out?
They showed up, and I can hear them out behind me laughing, you know, through the brick wall. And they did what I said. They used Dawn dish detergent.
Really?
Reached me up and pulled me through.
Slid you
I'm
right
6'3".
Through.
Well, you're 6'3"?
Yeah.
Well, it was either that, Alan, or if you stay there long enough, you're going to lose enough weight, and you're just going to slip right through there at some point.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of mileage out of that one on me.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Thank you, Alan.
I like that.
All right, so that's a locked. He was locked out, and then if you got one of those, Brad and John at KISM.com, get us that email, and it could get you today's key from Mount Baker Motorsports and the 4x4 ATV.